Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're into the middle of summer, and that means fair's right around the corner. But before we get to that, we have a few day camps and summer youth activities coming up. One of those with a registration deadline right around the corner. We have our new day camp this year with the Cass County Conservation Board. For 6th through 8th grade youth, this will be an outdoor adventure camp coming up on Thursday, the 11th of July, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Cold Springs Park in Lewis. Again, this is a new camp this year for 6th to 8th graders. They'll be spending the day at Cold Springs Park in Lewis, learning skills such as fishing, archery, hiking, Dutch oven cooking, and more. Lots of great activities, some team building activities planned for that day as well. Also, if there are local youth who are interested in going down to Cold Springs, we have the opportunity to have those kids bused down there from the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds. So if folks are interested in getting their 6th through 8th grade youth, those are grades that they've just completed, signed up for the Outdoor Adventure Camp coming up on Thursday, July 11th, give us a call at the Extension office. You can also find the registration form for that camp on our website. There is a $10 fee payable to register for that camp, and we'd also ask that they fill out a youth medical release form just so we have that available and on our file in case we have emergency contact information the day of. That fee will cover all of the lunch and activities that happen that day. So be sure the registration deadline for that is this Friday, June 28th. So again, if you have a 6th through 8th grade youth that's interested in outdoor adventure camp on July 11th, make sure you stop by the Extension office or find a form on our website and print it off and get them registered by this Friday, June 28th. You can also indicate on that form or just when you drop it off if you would be interested in the busing option to get them to and from Cold Springs Park in Lewis. The other thing we have quite often coming up in the summer, and this is always a fun one to talk about, summer, especially in June, is strawberry season. A lot of folks like to grow strawberries for their own personal consumption through the summer. June-bearing strawberries, obviously, are in full bloom right now. They got a little bit of a late start, but I know at least mine are going crazy right now. So June-bearing strawberries, a few tips for folks if they're wanting to know how to take care of those strawberries. So strawberries, first of all, should be harvested when the fruit are uniformly red and fully ripe. Pick the berries with caps and stems attached to make sure you retain the firmness and quality. Pinch off the stem about a quarter of an inch above the cap. Don't pull the strawberries off the plants as this can remove the stems and make them more likely to wilt quickly and not keep as well. Strawberries should be picked about every other day in warm weather. You can wait every 2 to 3, maybe 4 days in cooler weather. The harvest period for some June-bearing strawberries may last up to 3 to 4 weeks, so make sure you check your plants early and often as keeping those berries picked will help the plant keep producing. Strawberries can be stored in the refrigerator for up to 5 to 7 days. Optimum storage temperatures are about 32 degrees with a relative humidity of 90 to 95%. So put those in the crisper drawer with high humidity settings to make sure those strawberries keep as long as possible. If you have stray strawberries covered with a gray velvety growth, that may be gray mold, also known as fruit rot. It's favored by poor air circulation and high humidity in the strawberry planting, and with some of the rains we've had lately, there certainly is enough high humidity under those leaves inside the strawberry plants. It's also more common in berries that are touching the soil or touching other infected berries, so it does spread. So if you do see these, make sure you remove them so they don't spread that rot to the fruit surrounding them. If you're looking to reduce your losses to gray mold, make sure you do not fertilize your June-bearing strawberries in the spring. Application of nitrogen fertilizer in spring will promote the lush vegetative growth, which can inhibit airflow and to slow the drying of the strawberry plant. Make sure you control the weeds. Weeds also reduce air circulation. Mulch the planting to keep the berries off the ground. Straw is great for mulching strawberries, and the berries resting on damp or wet soil are much more susceptible to the gray mold. If you have dry weather, you can irrigate in the morning using a sprinkler, as the plants will dry more quickly when irrigated in the morning. You also want to make sure when you're picking that you clean pick your strawberry planting. Harvest them frequently and harvest all the ripe berries that are on the plant at any given time. Pick them as soon as they're ripe and handle them carefully during harvest to avoid bruising. Immediately refrigerate the berries, but do not wash them first. Berries that exhibit symptoms of gray mold should be picked and removed from the bed, again, to avoid them spreading to other fruit in the strawberry bed. So if you see those gray fuzzy berries, don't just leave them in the strawberry bed. Otherwise, soon all your strawberries will look like that. Finally, you can use fungicides to control gray mold. They are commonly used by commercial strawberry growers. However, cultural practices may be more practical and are the best way, ultimately, to control fruit rot in home gardens. For more information on caring for strawberries and other garden produce throughout the summer, including information on when and how to renovate your June-bearing strawberry patches so that they will continue to produce year after year, you can find that information on the Iowa State University Extension website under Horticulture Information, or you can always give us a call at the Extension office, 712-243-1132. Stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street there in Atlantic on the fairgrounds. We'd be more than happy to chat with you about any Extension resources or upcoming programs. And of course, all that information is always available on our website. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.